Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel.
We all come differently to Christmas Eve. Some of us come with joy. Gathering with friends and family fills our hearts with gratitude. Some of us come longing for just one quiet moment of peace in front of the Christmas tree to calm the chaos we have been consumed by these last weeks. Some of us come with grief, the absence of loved ones feeling heavier in this season of Christmas. Some of us are exhausted with the weeks of preparation that have led us here. And tonight, we are just hoping for a few moments to catch a breath and maybe a glimpse of the divine. However your heart is tonight, welcome. Welcome to a night that is for everyone, for all of us. Welcome to a night that is for those who are longing, and a night that is for those who are celebrating. Welcome to a night where we do lament the darkness of a world that is not as it should be. And welcome to a night where we celebrate the reality that Christ came to banish the darkness with the light of his love. However you come, Christmas is for you. However you come, Christ wants to meet you here. However you come, the light of Christ waits to flood your heart with peace.
Out of the depth, I cry to you, Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to my cry for mercy. If you, Lord, kept a record of sins, Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness, so that we can, with reverence, serve you. I wait for the Lord, my whole being waits, and in his word I put my hope. I wait for the Lord more than watchmen wait for the morning, more than watchmen wait for the morning. Israel, put your hope in the Lord, for with the Lord is unfailing love, and with him is full redemption. He himself will redeem Israel for all their sins.
Thank you. People walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish.
And you, child, will be called the Prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people and the forgiveness in their sins. Because of the tender mercy of our God, whereby the sunrise shall visit us from on high, to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace.
Dietrich Bonhoeffer told a story about a mining disaster that happened in 1933, just before he delivered an Advent sermon. He wrote, "The moment even the most courageous miner has dreaded his whole life long is here. It is no use running into the walls. The silence all around him remains. The way out for him is blocked. He knows the people up there are working feverishly to reach the miners who are buried alive. Perhaps someone will be rescued, but here, in the last shaft, an agonizing period of waiting and dying is all that remains. But suddenly, a noise that sounds like tapping and breaking in the rock can be heard. Unexpectedly, the voices cry out, 'Where are you? Help is on the way.' And then the disheartened miner picks himself up. His heart leaps. He shouts, 'Here I am. Come on through and help me. I'll hold out till you come. Just come soon.' A final desperate hammer blow to his ear. Now the rescue is near. Just one more step, and he is free. This is Advent," Bonhoeffer says. "We may have come tonight caught in darkness or grief or anxiety. We may wonder if there's any way God can possibly fix what's broken, provide for our need, heal our sickness. But Advent cries, 'Look up. Raise your heads. Your redemption is drawing near. Don't lose hope. Don't give up. Help is on the way.'"
You are not hidden. There's never been a moment you were forgotten. You are not hopeless. That you have been broken, your innocence stolen. I hear you whisper underneath your breath. I hear your SOS, your SOS.
Your SOS. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken for the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in clothes and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them.
And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see that this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about."
With the blinding brightness of an angel choir, the announcement came. Light has come. The long history of a world lost in darkness is altered forever in the coming of the King of Light. The attempts of humanity to rule the world have only led to deeper darkness. But now, tonight, a new king has come, a true king, a better king, the King of Kings. And he brings blazing light that will forever cast out all the darkness on the earth. However we come to Christmas, the reality is Christ has come. Whether we believe or not, Christ has come. Whether we have waited with hope or not, Christ has come. Whether we have waited patiently or impatiently, Christ has come. Whether we have waited with trust or doubt, Christ has come. The good news of Christmas is not that we are faithful in our waiting. The good news of Christmas is that Christ is faithful in his coming. And the coming of Christ, the birth of this child, brings peace like the world has known since Eden. The birth of this child brings shalom, completeness, everything as it should be. And the light of God's love poured out in Christ will slowly spread through the world until all things have been made new in the light of his love. And this Christmas, God is inviting each of us to step into the light of his love, to be loved, to be welcomed home, to be made new. The night is over. The light has come.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. The Word becomes flesh and made his dwelling among us. He has seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
His name forever, his power. What good news! The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. However dark the night seems, the reality of Christmas is that light is breaking in. When it seems like injustice is winning, light is breaking in. When the cancer returns, light is breaking in. When the world seems caught in chaos, light is breaking in. When relationships are broken, light is breaking in. The good news of Christmas is not that the darkness isn't actually so bad. The depth of the darkness is precisely why Christ's coming is such good news. The good news of Christmas is that the light of Christ has come to banish the darkness. And the book of Revelation tells us that a day is coming where there will no longer even be any night. Darkness will forever cease to exist. Pain will cease to exist. Death will cease to exist. Although the darkness is deep, a light shines in the darkness, and the darkness will not overcome it. So stand, sing, and celebrate the faithful coming of the King of the Light.
And you can extinguish your candles.
Or not.
Thank you.
Sing for joy to the God who spoke, "Let there be light." Sing for joy to the God who came into the world as light incarnate. Sing for joy to the one who has banished the darkness. Sing for joy, for Christ has come.
To celebrations with family and friends, may we each carry the blazing light of God's love into our world. Hang out for a while. There's coffee, cocoa, tea, and cookies. Merry Christmas. Thanks for being with us tonight.